God of our forefathers and mothers, you chose to dwell amongst us. You chose to make your face to shine upon us. You chose to come down from heaven. You chose to become one of us. You chose for the prophets to share with us your goodness. O Lord, we ask that you choose us today for sharing your glory and your light. Amen. I believe most of you know by now that I am a desert boy. I was born and raised in a city that saw sandstorms every night during the summer months. I know nothing about mountains. So technically, I should not claim to know anything about a mountaintop experience. I, a desert boy, can say with no hesitation that mountaintop experiences can be dangerous. They can lead to oxygen deprivation, and because of that, can cause the brain to malfunction. Well, I often feel that today, many in our society think of religious experiences, regardless of their location, a malfunction of rational abilities. Today, we are so convinced of our cognitive abilities that anything that does not fit neatly the matrix of our rationality is either fiction, myth, or a religious tale told to be an opium for the masses. So we are willing to hear today's lessons as religious stories designed to evoke awe. The more scholarly amongst us would seek to explain them away as religious motifs used by the writers to make theological points. But you all know me and my love for scholarship. I told my wife, Molly, the other day that whatever faith I had in scholarship, I lost it. The day I learned that Saif Gaddafi, the son of the Libyan leader, wrote his doctoral dissertation at the London School of Economics, a prestigious school, on the role of the civil society in the governance of a nation. This is to say that while I certainly value the blessing of a thinking mind, I increasingly find it hard to accept claims made through scholarship as definitive, and certainly have a hard time believing in them as the truth. So, what do I believe to be true? I believe my God to be true. I believe my God to be the only reliable source, the only source that I can believe in and trust and claim with absolute confidence. So why do I have this absolute confidence? I have this confidence because I have experienced God. I have this confidence because I have cognitively understood the limitation of human understanding. I have this confidence because where I stand today is not of my own doing, but of the loving Father who, through the mystery of divine will, has chosen me to be here amongst you. I may cognitively struggle to know why, especially why me, but the reality is that I am here. God has placed me in your midst. My only prayer is that this choice of God be not only for his glory, but that I may have a positive role to play in it as well. Yes, it is my testimony, the testimony of a desert boy with no knowledge of a mountaintop experience. My testimony is that Saif Gaddafi, the son of that Libyan leader, can write a scholarly dissertation. It can be read and approved by renowned scholars of an esteemed institution. But that does not make a single word of that document authentic. My testimony is that God can work in mysterious ways to bring us out of the most dangerous situations. My testimony is that God can place us where God wants us to be. My testimony is that God can keep us moving from place to place. My testimony is that all through the stations of life, God dwells amongst us. God does not need a tent pitched in a specific place. God can move with God's people. God is wherever God's people are. We need not be on a mountaintop. God is with us in the desert as well. And yet, we are creatures of rational thought. Reason essentially is an application of putting together what we have determined to be known to assert what may not be known. So, that is how we work out the basic syllogism. If A is equal to B and B is equal to C, then B, A is equal to C. This is to say that we know A equals B and we know that B equals C. Therefore, we assert that A must equal C. I would assert today that this is what the three chosen disciples are guilty of doing on the mountaintop. We know Moses is the most influential of prophets. We know that Elijah is perhaps the most metaphysical of the prophets. So if we are witness to their equation with Jesus, then we can also claim to have the assurance that Jesus is truly the best prophet one can imagine. But for our good, it did not work out that way. God chose to intervene and speak directly. Don't believe in him because you are able to do some kind of rational gymnastic, but believe in him because he is my beloved son. Believe in him because through him I have chosen to dwell with you. Believe in him because his glory is my glory. Believe in him because he and I are one. Believe in him because I, the Lord your God, keeps my covenant with my people. Believe in him because you may like to meet me at the mountaintop, but I say to you, fear not, for I am with you right here in this world. I will be with you always. And if you can only believe through signs, then just as I appeared to you in the glory of the devouring fire through the radiance of a transfigured Jesus, I will stay with you through the fire of the Holy Spirit that will rest upon each one of you, and not just fire, but as of tongues of fire. This is what our God has said to us. This is what our God is saying to us. This is the testimony of the gospel according to Matthew. This is the testimony of the writer of the second letter of Peter. This is Moses' testimony. This is my testimony. And I know this is your testimony as well. I am well aware that the culture in which we live, the idea of sharing our encounter with God is a scary thought. We have labeled God and what God does beyond the realm of reason, and therefore God's truth we hold suspect. Yet is it not true? Is it not true that each one of us has an experience of God? Some through a metaphysical experience, perhaps while worshiping right here at St. Paul's. Some as little children seeing their hero dad or hero mom kneeling in humility to worship this awesome God and receiving this awe for this God that even the heroes worship. Some as parents and grandparents through the mouths of the babes. Some as caregivers receiving peace and blessings that are far beyond the realm of reason. Some as care receivers through the love and sacrifice that goes much beyond the call of duty. I cannot list the infinite ways that you have experienced God, but I know you have. If God was not with you, if God was not with you, if God was not showering you with his presence, you would perhaps not be here today. I know each one of you has been touched by God. Perhaps not in a way that you are willing to accept yet. Perhaps in spite of a strong faith, you may still be deciding to doubt like Thomas. And that is our right. However, that right does not take away from us the only truth in which we can have absolute confidence. God dwells amongst us. The awesome testimony is not that a man transfigured to radiate the glory of God, but that God transfigured to share with us the dullest aspects of our life. This is the testimony of the scriptures. This is my testimony. I know it is a testimony that we can all claim. So I pray, may God's glory that is in every aspect of our human existence radiate through us. May our tongues of fire be witness to the glory of God. And may God always dwell amongst us. Amen.